Today on Gardening in a Minute, pesticide storage. Pesticides are potentially hazardous chemicals and should be used and stored carefully. Keep pesticides in their original containers and make sure the label stays with the substance at all times. Keep your pesticides in a cool, dry, well-ventilated area, locked up out of the reach of children and pets. Store them separately from human and animal food, medicines, fertilizers, and cleaning supplies. Try to purchase pesticides in small amounts to avoid having to store them and to prevent them from losing potency over time. Read the label for storage information. Never pour pesticides down drains, toilets, or sewers. Don't put them in the trash either. There are special hazardous waste disposal sites where you can deposit chemicals, so check with your local government. For more information about handling pesticides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden projects for kids. Gardening can be fun for the whole family, and there are plenty of projects you can do with your kids that will instill a love for gardening. Let your kids help when you plant seeds. Children love watching the little plants grow into beautiful flowers and tasty vegetables. Butterfly gardens are always a big hit with kids. As you choose plants together, you can teach them about larval and nectar plants and talk about the benefits of insects. Later, you'll watch butterflies flock to the flowers. Build a bird feeder or create a toad house. Kids like feeling handy and will get a kick out of watching for creatures that take advantage of their handiwork. You can also build a bean teepee together for them to use as a fort. For more information about gardening with kids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lemongrass. Lemongrass is an herbaceous perennial originally from India. It can be used in the Florida landscape as a border or accent and in mass plantings, but it's also edible. Lovegrass leaves remain green most of the year, turning scarlet or dark red in the fall and winter. They add an appealing lemony fragrance to the garden. Plant your lemongrass in full or part sun. It can grow to 6 feet tall and 4 feet wide and makes an excellent choice for edging fence lines and wide walkways. You can use lemongrass as a flavoring in Thai-style soups and curries. Just snip several stalks, cut off the lower bulb, and remove the tough outer leaves. Cut or bruise what's left and add to your dish. For more information about lemongrass and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preventing erosion. Erosion can be problematic not just because it's unsightly. It can also cause significant water pollution and loss of precious topsoil. So it's best to keep soil from your landscape on your landscape. If you're undertaking a large construction project on your property, make sure your contractor installs a silt fence to trap soil on site and protect storm drains. For smaller projects, keep piles of soil covered and make sure they don't wash away. Once your project is complete, plant bare areas with ground covers or grass, or cover them with mulch. Prevent erosion in problem areas by using gravel or rock to redirect water from downspouts or drains, or try installing dry creek beds or rain gardens to prevent erosion and beautify the landscape. For more information about erosion and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sun and heat protection. If you're a gardener who doesn't let the intense Florida summers keep you inside, make sure you protect yourself from the heat and sun. Always apply sunscreen liberally to all exposed skin before working outside. Even a few minutes in the sun can burn unprotected skin. Don a hat that will shade and protect your face. Wear lightweight, light-colored clothing. Don't stay outside for too long and take frequent breaks to rest and cool off. Drink plenty of water to stay hydrated and learn the signs of heat-related illness. If you can, work outside in the early morning hours before the heat of the day becomes oppressive. The evening might also be somewhat cool, but you may have to contend with clouds of mosquitoes. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.